Welcome to the Drivel Hour.
Cookie Monster. Oh, C is for cookies. That's wild.
I take out the masses with mass capacity and tenacity. These is after me. You a 9 out of 10. That's a pass for me.
That's crazy, dude.
That's so sick.
You think I'm a slip up, bro, man? I got news for you.
All this and more on this episode of the Drivel Hour. Thanks for listening.
Energy drinks, but they have like they have sugar in them, so they taste good, but there's like low sugar, like it's mostly the fruit sugar. There's like, I don't know, 3 grams for the whole can added, and they're sparkling. They're really good, and they don't necessarily give me energy to like go to the gym, but they keep me awake, which is what I need when I'm driving.
It's no C8 or C4 whatever.
What is C4? C4 is a f-ing explosive. No. What is C4? C is for c-. No. What's on your shirt, Cookie Monster? What is C4? Oh, C is for cookies.
Let's make a love, baby. Girl, you so crazy. Let me take off the gown and get rid of that frown.
So that's my
Our kid going to have Down syndrome. Get that crown with it. I got AIDS. Our maid's got AIDS. Her new man's gets hella fades. I so fast she calls me Minute Maids.
How's that?
That sounds good.
I take out the masses with mass capacity and tenacity. The is after me. You get a 9 out of 10 and a pass for me. You the proto my teen. You my lean queen. You my PR and you know what I mean.
Who is that?
It's me.
No, who wrote it?
He did.
No way, really?
Yeah, you the proto my teen. You my lean queen. You my PR and you know what I mean.
That's wild.
I take out the masses with mass capacity and tenacity. These is after me. You a 9 out of 10. That's a pass for me.
That's crazy,
dang,
dude.
That's so sick.
When did you write that?
No, it was a while ago.
Like when you were 16?
No,
I remember
probably like,
that.
Probably like that, within the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Good for you.
Remember that night when we stayed up super late?
And that was
you
crazy.
Were just like saying stuff. We voice recorded him just like spitting. I guess you could call them bars. We were just really tired.
Yeah.
And, so I listened to it was like a 10-minute voice recording. And I listened back to it, and then I transcribed it onto a note, which I'm trying to find right now. It's pretty cursed.
Yeah,
really.
It's definitely less funny the night after, huh?
That one's pretty good.
Yeah, should we do some of the rap lyrics we've written?
I don't think those would be appropriate. Ah, this one, there we go. I found it. I guess we can say that.
All right. I mean, well, if we're going to do
wild.
Like...
wild.
Yeah, you get to...
Ooh, I also have eating ice cream from a bowl just to fill another hole. That's the way I roll when I'm feeling void and null.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Wow.
That's just right bullet right now.
That's crazy.
Inhaling smoke, starting to choke. Blood spatters on the med railing as my ribs are broke. Heart racing, no more warm embracing. These thunderclouds don't have a lacing.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That one's crazy.
Damn.
Bro, what?
Oh. What you got?
Do I have a career? Guys, comment.
You could ghostwrite for rappers, because that's like, that's better than most of you'd hear.
You're only allowed to do choruses, though. They won't let you write a verse.
Oh, yeah.
Those were all verses.
I think those were all verses.
Those were all verses.
I know, but most rappers don't write their own verses.
You know how the boys be spooning, walk on in, and we be mooning. That one's pretty good.
That's rough.
I was in the car. It was over a year ago. I was listening to the radio. Speaking of that whole rappers write their own verses thing, I was in the car over a year ago, and the guy on the radio is some, you know, one-hit wonder rap star. You know, he's got like 10,000 monthly listeners or some BS. And he's on the radio, and he's going, you know, all these other rappers will get ghostwriters, and they don't understand how it be. And you know, I'm hardcore to my true self, and I will never ever, you know, let somebody write my music. I write my music. It's mine. I do it for me. I write my music. I rap my music. My music. And then the guy next to him or whatever was like, "Yeah,
so bad."
They're reading Matt's, one of some of Matt's lyrics.
Jeez. Damn, that's wild. Get that sauce, salsa hot, not mild. You seem lonely like a foster child.
Whoa.
We need to get your hair styled. I'd be cooking like Julia Child. That's a little messy at the end, but
yeah.
It's a good reference.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, like so this, that. He was like, I write my music. I rap my music. I don't let nobody write for me. And the guy sitting next to him was like, yeah, but what about choruses? He's like, oh, yeah, I get all my choruses written. But, like, on a verse, it's all me. And he's just like, what? He just, like, he went for 5 minutes straight about how he'll never let anyone write his music. He only raps his own. And then was immediately like, well, yeah, I mean, duh, I don't write my choruses.
So a chorus is always considered harder to write then?
No, he's, yeah, because he's like, oh, well, I'm out of, I, you know, I'm so busy that I don't have time to come up with premises for music. So and I'm like, dude,
I was literally talking with my sister about like why rap sucks this morning. And it's like part of it's a feel issue because you'll get like a super happy, like upbeat kind of backtrack. And then they'll be rapping about super depressing stuff. And it's like that doesn't fit. Or you get a depressing track that could be like vibey and they're like, I'll kill the, you know, kill a bro.
Yeah, kill a bro.
Like you have to feel like there's no feel in rap.
Right.
But yeah, since
but you also like rap though, no?
I don't listen to it much anymore. No, I don't know. Like
before we get too far, I want to do my my one lyric I wrote.
Oh
one
yeah, time. Go.
Sit back in the Cadillac, throw my hands back while relax. Give her an tap while spit rap, listening to my listening to my trap, talking to my man Mac. Then he clapped back, talking full trash about my bro Matt, cause he licks Matt's, and he'll never know what it's like to be in the rat pack. While we talk crap, I go get my cataracts looked at.
Why?
Because I can't believe I just saw him spat on my mama's hat. What a brat. Just because he's black, he thinks he can run right through the map and not get back in time for the Great Gatsby. Not intact with that great American hat on tap.
Damn. Like Dr. Seuss had Down syndrome. Like all your rhymes are like a little bit off, too.
Huh? Yeah. Exactly.
So it sounds like a tongue twister you used.
You're right. No, this was when I was 16 turning 17 that Christmas.
I don't feel good.
Yeah, it was bad. And I was 16. I
just
asked,
kept going.
I thought if I could just keep adding, it would eventually turn into something good.
Damn.
I was wrong. When I was
the amount of three letter words you use is crazy. Cat, hat,
sat,
bat, Matt.
Right. Just a phonics book.
Damn straight. So this was when I was 16. I asked my parents for a Studio One Sonus studio kit. Like for my bedroom to go to my computer, and it came with a bunch of software and mic and monitors and stuff like that. And so I went through this phase for about 2 months where I spent all my time on that software. It was might have been 3 months, and I was like, I want to try every kind of music. So this was my lyric, my rap. I was trying to write lyrics for rap, and then I was gonna do house and trap, and then I wanted to do some country. But then I did this. I wrote these pop song lyrics, and these are almost worse. This song was called Been Here. I've been here before, y'all. Promise this ain't nothing new. You think I'm a slip-up. Bro, man, I got news for you. No way this my first time. Ain't gonna be my last rhyme. Out here spitting like a boomer that chew. Here's a tissue you need.
Oh, that fell off.
Here's a tissue you need that. Oh, your allergies are bad? You only tripping because I came through. And I ain't gonna be here when you call. You laughed in my face. I don't know you at all. Now you gonna talk back. Hit me with that boom trap. Trust me when I say I don't need all of you, but I'll still come through.
Ooh.
I know. Got him there at the end.
Now, the nice thing, like, although I do admit, roasting somebody about their allergies is sick. It's a sick way to go.
Right.
Like, I mean, like, you know, roasting somebody that's fat, it can be you can take it a little bit too far. But like, about you know, other things about their appearance that they can't change, or like, just their immune system sucks. That's like that hits. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think I have a career in that. Really? You definitely don't.
Anyway, back to, I didn't mean to cut you off about the whole rapping thing. You used to love rap. You got me into rap back in high school.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Who did you like back in the day?
Me?
Yeah.
Back Juice in WRLD. My golden years. Juice WRLD was definitely on there. There was Polo. I was looking back at, so our Spotify Wrapped just came out.
Yeah. Oh, was, we got to talk about that. Yeah. We'll save that for, yeah.
I was looking back.
Write that
on
down.
My,
do you have it written down?
No, I was looking back at my like Instagram stories archive to see like what my Spotify Wrapped was the past couple of years. Spotify Wrapped. And like DaBaby was on my top artists like 2 years ago.
Whoa.
Like, it was like a drastic change. Do you want to just do the Spotify Wrapped now?
No, I want to do it in the show. Because that's appropriate.
It's the show.
Okay. Yeah. I guess we're still in we're
anyway,
still
so yeah,
time.
You think, what kind of...
Yeah,
just a little bit. We'll do 15 minutes. What do you? So, what was your like? What did you like? What kind of genre did you like?
Rap.
Yeah, I know. What kind of rap?
I liked Eminem a lot. I don't even know what artists kind of. I think the first like rap song I heard was NLE Choppa, and right, you know NLE, and it was like Capo. And my friend was like, I can't repeat what he said. But yeah, it was an experience. But I don't know. It was like cool for a time. I felt cool pumping the bass in my car and trying to make my look cool or whatever. But
right.
It just got boring. And then I got really into like metal music and like the production behind it. So I just find that like more interesting. It's like rap still like, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
But it's like if there's metal and rap out in front of me, I'm gonna grab metal. So it's just like, it's just kind of a shift more than like I'm done with rap kind of. I'm not like hating on it. But
okay.
Yeah.
Anthony, how about you? Did you ever get into rap?
No.
No?
Really never. I mean, it was like, I had a playlist called Modern Music I Like, which had like 66 songs on it.
Okay.
And it was just like, I guess if you count like NF, I like to listen to him for a little bit. Like when I was like running in the winter.
Okay.
He's a good artist for that.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was just like a couple songs that I found catchy, but I mean, it was never my bread and butter.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, okay. No, I loved rap. Matt got me into it. I don't remember. I know you showed me, you sent me a couple Eminem songs early on in sophomore year. You sent me.
I thought you were into Logic before, like I showed you anything.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
I think you got me into Logic more than anything.
Yes, I believe you're right. End of freshman year, COVID. Wow. I got into Logic. I don't remember how, but I got really into Logic.
Was it Ben?
No, that was later. I didn't know. Yeah. I don't remember why or how, but yeah, I think you're right.
It just happened.
Yeah, it just happened, man. I just fell into Logic, and that's what I listen to mostly in the gym, and especially... because it was just around the time I got into him that he started coming out with, you know, new Logic, you know, Big Daddy Logic, where he was a father and he was rapping like he turned more like soft core.
Yeah, you could have phrased that better.
Big Daddy Logic. Well, he became a husband and a father, and he started doing this kind of this soft beat, kind of just like soothing stuff, but
vibe-y,
still got absolutely. And it got you in a mood, and I loved it in the gym. And then you got me into Eminem, NF. And then I started for a good about a year, especially when I was sophomore, I was pretty depressed. So I got into like hardcore like gangster rap.
Juice WRLD.
Gangster.
I got into gangster.
You listening to gangster rap is like the funniest.
I know. No, it was wild.
Nas, Tupac.
Yeah. Well, some of it. It was mostly modern day stuff.
Like what? I want to know names.
Trippie Red. XX.
Yeah, I definitely
Melly.
I loved X, huh?
Melly?
A little bit, not too much. Right. I had, like, for a little while, there was, like, Joyner Lucas, and, like, it was, like the middle ground.
Okay, that's fair.
It was, like, Joyner, and there was,
Angry Rap.
Kinda, Suburban Rap.
Yeah, exactly. What was his name? What the hell was the guy's name? Hobson. Because of
I'm
that.
I'm gonna kill my mom!
Pretty much.
No. But, and so there was, like, the middle ground, and then there was a good period where I just went off, like, into NRAP, just, like, in the gym, just like, yeah, kill those prostitutes. It was like, it was, but you know, it was weird.
Lifting 70 pounds.
Exactly. No, it was a dark,
I'm the man.
It was a dark place, but that's what got me going in the gym. Yeah. And so I listened to it for a long time. And then, we talked about this before. I went to Passion in this past January. And it was like, I remember going into it like, gosh, I really hope they don't challenge me on my music because I don't want to give it up. And they didn't. But part of the whole transformation that happened in me was like, I didn't want to have that in my life because I was like, listening to these lyrics of murder might not be very God-pleasing. Yeah. So I started to change. I didn't really want to listen to that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
So in the gym just became a polar opposite. I started going into Frank Sinatra. Crooners.
You would croon back squatting? That's hard to imagine.
Big band. It was wild.
I guess I listened to political podcasts when I first started working out like years ago.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't know if I said this or not. My mom of all people sent me someone, was like, you're going to like this. And I'm like, okay. My mom sent me some music I'm going to like. But it was actually really good. I showed Matt. She had originally showed me Halvey, and then Spotify made me a playlist with a bunch of Christian rappers that have that hardcore style, but with lyrics that aren't murder.
So funny.
So, I mean, I'm really into that now in the gym. And so that's, Lecrae and KB.
Lightweight.
Right? Lecrae, KB.
The kid Lecrae.
What's
Crayola?
One of my
I don't know. Crayola is an Australian company, so maybe that's really? What the kid LaCroix is. Or, is
that LaCroix. Shout out to No Big Deal. He's one of my favorites. He's got really good creativity in his lyrics.
That reminds me. I used to work with this Mexican dude at a grocery store, and we used to stock this like La Choy.
No way.
Oh, like, the juice stuff. Yeah, like the nectar.
Yeah,
the guava nectar.
It's like noodles. Like the La Choy brand.
Oh,
noodles.
Yeah.
So we'd always be like, yo, it's the Kid La Choy.
La Choy, bro.
He's the chillest dude I ever met.
Nice. He lets you do that? He lets you say the C word with that accent?
Choy?
Yeah.
The Kid La Choy? La Choy was the brand.
No, it's also like definitely Asian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I wouldn't.
That's awesome. Nice. All right. Let's get into the episode. Boys. It has officially been 1 year since we recorded our first episode.
Whoa.
Oh, how far have we come?
I know. How does that make you feel?
Like 12 episodes?
At least like a couple meters, yeah.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel, honestly?
This is like, it's a high point of my months for sure.
It is fun.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten better at it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you think about the very first episode.
A little more choppy.
Yeah. Do you still have the raw footage from the first episode?
We didn't film any, like the...
I'm sorry, raw audio.
Raw audio.
Raw.
Yeah.
From the first episode, I think we'd cringe ourselves out of the chair. Because even listening to the edited version was tough.
Yeah.
But raw audio, there's so many unnecessary profanities.
Yeah.
And a lot of topics that...
I mean, to be fair, it was our first time, like, being in a room and, like, having the headphones on.
Right.
And being in front of the mic. It just, like, adds this, like, little pressure almost, even though, like, we knew for a fact no one was going to listen.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I want to do a little behind the scenes. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about it. The whole process, because you had always said throughout high school we should do a podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, when you find the time for the three of us to do that.
And you guys needed to recruit somebody charming. Yeah.
Well, we were just so busy with everything. We didn't have time to do it.
Yeah, I remember like the time I think it stuck, we were all getting changed. We were in our boxers in the boys' dressing room. And I was like, dude, this is.
I remember that.
Randomness.
I remember that. You're right. We were changing into our tuxes for one of the concerts.
Just spewing casual and I was like, dude, we
should. Whoa, whoa, not me.
No, not us actually.
We were just there.
We were just there.
Listening to it like a talk about it.
yeah. We're doing commentary, I think. Live commentary.
Right.
And absolutely. We should do a podcast.
I remember that. I remember that. Yeah. Here at this at our studio
this joint. Here in Austin.
At the studio where we're at, it's a public access radio and I guess not news, but television station, public access television and radio station here. And so I've been doing this volunteering since I was 9 years old. I worked in the studio. They didn't have the radio studio until a couple years ago, but I worked in the television studio, and they have a television truck. They go out and do sports games. So I've been volunteering since I was 9 years old, maybe even eight. I've been doing this for a long time. So I've had a good relationship with these
Amen,
people.
Brother.
And so on top of the fact that it's public access, you know, just the fact, you know, on top of that, because they usually have like a, that if you don't live within the city that this exists in, then you'd have to pay for it. And because I've had such a good relationship, they've let us use it for free all these times. And so, yeah, absolutely. No, we're blessed to have the studio space and all this wonderful equipment.
100%, and, yeah.
So I had that connection. So after we graduated high school, it was 6 months later, it was like, you know, well, I got this connection. We wanted to do this. We might as well, right?
Yeah.
No time like the present.
I mean, we started on the same microphones that Joe Rogan currently uses.
Yeah,
take that.
right.
I mean, I'm just saying it's been super cool.
We've had some good guests.
Yeah. What?
Boris.
Dude, I invited someone last week. We all know him. And
did he say no?
And he was like, I don't know if I'm comfortable doing a podcast yet, but I'll do a rain check if you're cool with that.
Oh, so really?
Hopefully we'll get him on. He'd be such a fun guest.
Yeah. I reached out, asked if he could do it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Damn.
That would be interesting. I would do it. I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once we got that together, then we picked a date and we came here, and it was our first time, so we thought if we discussed the topics beforehand, it might go better. And that was the first and last time we did that, because it didn't go well when we discussed it beforehand.
It's crazy that if you talk about something once, you don't want to talk about it again.
Right.
We've already been over it. Yeah. And I was like, this seems weird.
Right.
That's true.
No, we learned, dude.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
look at us all polished.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we didn't start looking at episodes until, I mean, we had the first one. You edited the first one pretty quickly, but we didn't actually start having episodes, you know, released until about 2 months ago. And so I hadn't really had a chance to like hear how we go and how I sound. And I didn't realize until a couple months ago, like, damn, I talk way too much.
And so it's good to listen to yourself.
It is. And like just reflect and
reflect a little bit.
And are you thinking about like changing that? You still have like 75% of the talking.
Right. No, that's good, but
right.
Yeah, but
I mean, I don't know. Do you guys
what else? So.
Just a little insight. A little insight into our world. We usually get together one night about every other week.
Mm-hmm.
We come in here usually about 4:30.
Facts.
Record an episode, usually get dinner, and then record a second episode.
It's real interesting.
It is. Yeah, we record two episodes in one night. I know it's probably pretty weird to think about, but
we do pump them out.
I don't think anyone's ever thought about that.
Right.
Nobody does it quite like we do.
Yeah, and then we used to record until we sometimes wouldn't leave here
till late nights, dude.
Yeah, we sometimes wouldn't leave here till what? Well, so one day we started at we got here at 3 and we didn't leave till 11:30 or midnight.
We did 3 episodes in one day. I remember that.
Yeah,
that was when we got back
day.
In.
Yeah.
Recently.
No, that was in the spring.
Maybe not.
How did we do that?
I don't...
Because we did the one episode at my house, and we wanted to get back on track. Two episodes, so we did 3 in one night.
Jeez.
Yeah. We got here at 3, and we left at like 11:30.
Was that a mistake or what?
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah.
We shall see.
I guess so.
But yeah, no, it's fun. It's a fun night.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Because, I mean... It is kind of mentally exhausting to do this for, you know, 2 full-hour episodes or more than that. Now we're doing...
I feel like it's harder on the voice for me than anything.
Is it?
Yeah. I'll like get
a little
in the car
and sore
like,
throat.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it is physically exhausting. It is mentally exhausting. But besides that, it's kind of nice to forget about the rest of the world for several hours. Just sit in this nice climate-controlled room. And,
pretty toasty, actually. Yeah. Kind of burning up right now.
Really? I'm very comfortable.
All right.
And then, you know, just kind of shoot the poop with your buddies.
Amen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen, brother. Yeah. No, it's a good time.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're doing it still.
Yeah.
We didn't quit, you know. We didn't break, you know.
Yeah, halfway through.
A lot of bands, you know, they break up already and stuff. So
yeah.
Right. But yeah, I mean, we're growing at our, we're getting more and more downloads every episode.
Are we actually?
Yeah, we're up.
Really?
We just, episode five. Yeah, we're getting, episode six drops tomorrow. So episode five's out, and we have average of 20 to 30 downloads per episode, which, I mean, the first episode only got like, you know, 12. So we're getting more.
Okay, by download, numbers. Is that, who's downloading that?
That's what I'm wondering.
Which sucks.
And what platform?
How many streams? Does it show streams?
No.
So downloads must just mean streams.
No, it doesn't. It's specifically downloads, which sucks.
How do we know that?
This goes for every platform. Joe Rogan doesn't get to see streams. He can only see downloads.
So crazy.
Every platform is like that.
I'm going to go download one of our episodes.
All right. So, yeah, guys, please download our episode because that's the only way we get feedback.
We don't know if you listen otherwise. Right,
you can undownload it if you want.
Right. I mean, it's very possible that we get, you know, 25 million streams. It's possible, but we only get 30 down. So. I'm just saying.
How many people live in Belgium? Because it's not 25 million.
What's our biggest fan base right now, you said?
Michigan?
It is Michigan.
Is it Michigan? Okay.
But we have quite an
international fan base.
Still America.
Okay. Outside of the U.S.
Releasing the world tour.
Yeah, we have out of our approximately 25 to 30 downloads, most of them are in Michigan. We have quite a few in Virginia and Nevada. And then
so weird.
We have Dublin, Ireland, France.
Break out the blackjack. I'm going to put on the drivel hour.
We have Dublin, Ireland, France, and Brussels, Belgium. And then this week we got a new country. I know it's like a little game, like, you know, like stack the states.
That's fun. You get to see that.
Yeah,
you
stack
collect
the country.
Them all.
Yeah, exactly. Collect them all.
200 and something.
We got a new country. I don't think it's.
I call it North Korea.
It's near India.
Pakistan? Nepal?
I don't remember.
Bhutan? Myanmar?
Let me look it up right now.
China?
Let me look it up right now.
Afghanistan? Maldives? Sri Lanka?
Is Maldives? I was going to say that.
Oh, speaking of, I want to show you guys.
Maldives. No. Said no one ever. Sorry, Maldives.
I don't think you guys have ever seen the platform, but it's actually really cool. I want to show you the.
What are you going to show the audience?
I'm not going to. You guys are going to talk about it. Describe it.
Oh.
Describe it.
So Matthew's currently typing on a laptop.
On his Lenovo.
ThinkPad? Is it a ThinkPad or
IdeaPad?
It's not a ThinkPad.
It's not a
ThinkPad.
Sorry.
It's got it's a
different type of pad. It's a damp bomb.
Yeah. Chill.
The feminine kind.
He's typing on his feminine pad, guys.
No.
At an amazingly slow
rate.
All
right, so here, we'll look at these stats. We have
117
all-time downloads.
12
rolling average subscribers.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's over 30 days, approximately 30 days, how many new subscribers we get. Which, I mean, we've only been on
here
for a month.
I thought RAS stood for relative age of subscribers, and I got really concerned.
We have two downloads today already.
Whoa.
Platform is suggesting
wasting their time?
Our most downloaded, again, we only have episode 5 out right now. So our most downloaded episode is episode 4, which we have 30 total downloads. And then
it's probably just our FBI agents.
Episode 5 is at 22.
Is how three away?
So number one is episode 4, 30. Number 25 downloads for episode 3, 23 downloads for episode 2, 22 episodes for episode 5, and then 17 for episode 1. And that's again, and we've only been out for a little while, those will obviously go up. And then we have top 5 locations,
Brussels,
United States,
United States,
Brussels, Belgium, Detroit. Wixom, Michigan.
Oh, Wixom. No.
And then here's our little map that shows us all the places we are.
That's kind of cool.
Oh. Vietnam?
Let's see. Where is it?
We could play it like Play Gink and we're trying to
And then
spread.
Here, we got devices. So we've got most downloads happen on mobile.
Oh, surprise.
A little bit
surprise.
On PC.
Oh, PC nerds.
There's a couple on a smartwatch for some reason. There's a couple on like an Alexa speaker.
If there's one on a smartwatch, they had to be like, play the drivel hour. And they had to say that.
Matt's holding up his watch to
That's
show.
That's horrible.
Platforms, we have iOS is obviously the most because it's mobile. And then Mac OS, Windows, Android, Watch OS, Alexa, Chrome OS. And then here's the client apps. Obviously, the most downloads come from Spotify. We have a little bit from Stitcher, Googlebot, Safari, Google Chrome, Deezer, Dotbot, Spotify Cash, Apple Podcasts.
What is Spotify Cash?
I guess I don't know what a cat. I don't know what a cash is. I'm not a computer guy.
C A C H E.
Yes. Yep. Google Podcasts, Alexa, Audible, Amazon Music. Let's see. Let's see where our country is at. So we got, what's a new one? Taiwan.
Oh, no,
that's
way.
The country we picked up.
Nice.
And if you see, that close to if you see here, where is it? Taiwan, Province of China.
Yeah, it's not really in its own country. It's not recognized by.
Right.
Really?
So we got Denver, Las Vegas, that's bunch kind of in Michigan,
story about Taiwan, for me.
Tampa.
You want to give us a history lesson?
I could.
I would be interested.
Go ahead.
Well,
anyway, I just thought.
Don't quote me on this.
This is a cool platform.
Yeah, it is cool. But
basically, when the Chinese Communist Party took over, and I think Mao was the leader at that time, the democratic government fled to Taiwan and set up government there. And actually, for a long time, they were recognized as being the government of China by the UN until we started normalizing relationships with China, and eventually we're like, okay, fine, China. All right.
Fine, China.
Okay. So, yeah. Cool. Yeah, so they're just still out there, but China's probably going to reclaim them at some point.
Yeah. They're going to claim the U.S. too, maybe.
That's a lot of land.
Yeah.
They really. What do they have? What use do they have for Arkansas?
China can't claim the U.S. because BlackRock's going to own it.
BlackRock already does.
Did I send you the conspiracy video of how BlackRock
is
buying every single family home in America?
Oh, you did not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, they'll be like, if you notice how, like, if you're in a bidding war for a house and then at the very last minute, like, some unnamed party pays 10% more than the top bid and they just take it, that's like one of them. It's a shell company, but it's BlackRock and what's the Viking
State
boat?
State Street.
Thank you, and the last one. Talk about this so much. How do we not know this? How do we keep forgetting.
That's what podcast is about. Talking about things you don't know much about.
right. If we knew about it, no one would listen.
Exactly.
Have you heard of the mushroom in the cross?
I feel like we've gotten so afraid of mansplaining that we've just turned to speculating.
I'm not scared of that.
You're not scared of
that, dude.
I'm scared of heights.
Yeah, we talked about that in episode 7.
Oh.
No, I'm terrified of mansplaining to the point where like somebody might like get in trouble or hurt.
You're like the king.
I was gonna say you're the best at it, dude.
You're actually probably top 10 mansplainers, I think.
Okay, yeah. Actually,
I'm number 11.
Mike Pence.
Is he a big mansplainer?
Yeah, I think
is he really?
Yeah, the term was, I think, like coined because of him.
That's awesome.
Like, oh, he's mansplaining to this female, whatever, like vice or I don't. It must have been Kamala Harris. Yeah.
Really? I think that's been around before that.
Well, anyway, when I'm at work and like.
Spreading.
No, that's a good one.
That's for me.
Dude, I love that. I love manspreading. The thing I hate, because like I'll be at work. I'll be at work and like someone doesn't know how a septic tank works, so I have to educate them.
Idiot.
That's what I'm saying. I have to educate them, but like I feel so bad and like I don't know how to not mansplain, so I usually just like don't do it. And I usually am just like, oh, okay. And like don't explain it. And then
what you probably don't understand is I know a lot about septic tanks. Obviously you don't. I can tell.
Right, but like they'll ask me, like they don't understand, and like I can fully explain it, and I'm like, I don't know.
Should I give them this information they're asking me for?
Because like
I don't know.
I feel like this 40-year-old grown man is gonna like say you mansplainer, and then
No man will say that. Worried about the men.
No,
that's true. Okay, so I can't mansplain to another man.
No.
All right.
No.
Cool.
That's just talking with the boys.
Yeah, exactly. That's all right, how we communicate.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
I think I sent you guys that reel too. That was like. Mansplaining is like the most loving thing a man can do.
100%.
Because when a guy doesn't understand something,
they try to solve the problem.
Right, exactly. And that's the whole difference between male and females. Women just want
the only difference.
It's the only difference.
Yeah.
So
women just want you to listen to their problems and not off and just be like, oh, honey, yes, you're validated. Whereas men want you to fix their problems. If I come to my wife and I'm like, hey, I'm having this problem, I want her to be like, this is what you do. And so I can be like, yeah, you're right. Let me do that.
No, you got to figure it out.
You're right.
On
I'm
your
sorry.
Own. Bud.
Buddy.
But yeah, I mean,
Pal.
If for anyone that hasn't seen the reel that I sent Matt and Anthony, men want our problem solvers. So if you come to them with a problem, they're going to offer you solutions if they really care about you. Like the people in some of my classes that I can't stand, if they have a problem, I'm just going to laugh.
What? Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
You know, and I expect the same thing. If I come to one of you with a problem, I want you to offer me solutions.
Yeah. Because if I don't care about your problem, I'm going to be like, oh, that sucks.
Right, exactly.
But what if it's like a gay problem they're bringing you? Do you really got to like tell them how to fix something stupid?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We don't.
No. If they're your friend.
Oh, sucks.
If they're your friend. Like well, if I came to you.
That's
and was
the
like,
cost of friendship.
I'm going to grow a pair, huh?
Exactly. But that's a problem. That's a solution problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Solution problem.
Yeah.
If I come to you, Anthony, with like, hey, man, my shoe's untied. I don't know what to do. You're going to be like.
Get slip-ons.
Exactly.
Way easier. No hassle.
That's a solving problem.
Yeah. Don't get Crocs, though. They're a little pricey. I would recommend getting.
Look at you go, man.
Timu.
No. Nope. Oh, what are they called? Like the ugly brown shoes.
Uggs.
Uggs.
No, the ones used to wear all the time.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I always forget the name. Of
it starts with a B, right?
I can't remember.
Oh, I thought it was like.
Yeah. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah, that's a solution, though.
Yeah, that's a solution. Look, you care. Now, if someone off the street was like, I have a shoe untied.
You spare me a dollar?
I don't know what to do. You'd be like, okay, I'm sorry. That must be really hard for you. And then you'd walk away.
Oh, I don't even make eye contact with those people.
Exactly, because you don't care about them.
No, because they're, what? Okay, what person on the street's going to tell you their shoe's untied? You know there's already something wrong there.
Right.
So the next logical conclusion is crack cocaine, and then you... or heroin, and then you don't make eye contact and you walk away. Because as soon as you make eye contact, then they're like...
But don't run because they sense fear. They'll chase you down.
Someone on heroin is going to be able to run that fast?
That's crazy.
What?
You think someone on heroin is going to be able to run that fast?
I don't know. Maybe he has a little scooter or something, huh?
Be like the sloth from Zootopia.
I want to ask you guys about that whole homeless thing. What's your like what's your political, moral,
pro heavily.
Pro homeless.
Yeah.
Honestly, let's make your claim and
what's
and,
my overview of homelessness?
Yeah, just like how do you feel about people begging and
well, a lot of it probably stems from mental issues and or drug problems.
Right.
Right? And so prior to us closing down all of the asylums, a lot of the people that had mental issues were there.
Right.
And, you know, their drug issue might be separate, but obviously drugs have been an issue for a long time. Right. Maybe we can secure the southern border, huh? No, but, right. I don't think it's good, but it's either you take taxpayer dollars and put them in places, you know, like subsidized housing, but just free housing for homeless people. Which would kind of mean that's not really the best option, it doesn't seem like, but it does seem kind of like the only option, really.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people argue that further, like that...
Enables.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's like...
But if you go back to people that have, mental issues, they can't really... They can't exist in, the world that everybody else exists in, really.
Right.
I feel like compared, mental issues and then drug addiction, compared to, just being in a really unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
It's a lot less common to be in such a bad spot where you're homeless. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
There's definitely.
Yeah, my mom grew up homeless.
Right.
Wow. I know that.
And so
there's people that have gambling issues or something too.
Oh, true.
Lose their house or something.
Right.
You know? Now for your
you don't know everybody's situation. Yeah.
Right.
For your mom, was that living with in-laws, not having her own place with her parents? Or was that actually on the street?
It was. Yeah, it was more in-laws, I think.
Okay. Yeah, because there's a lot of people, I follow this guy on Instagram who is homeless because all he does, he travels so much. So what he does is he did a formula where he'll pay $800 in really crappy short flight tickets on airplanes. Mm-hmm. And like he lives in airports. He basically never leaves. So he'll do like one flight every other day and he'll spend $800 on really crappy flights. And then because of the airline points he gets from those crappy $800 flights, he can get, $1,500 first class ticket somewhere really far.
Where's he getting the money from?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I'm not sure. I didn't dig that deep. I only followed him for a couple months. But
unemployment?
Maybe. Or maybe the whole thing's fake.
Oh, could be, yeah.
So, yeah, there's homeless people like that. And then, obviously, there's, the ones we're talking about.
Smart ones. Smart ones.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, honestly, anyone who doesn't have a permanent address is homeless.
True, yeah.
A lot of people in the carnival were technically legally homeless. But,
interesting. Because they just work year-round or whatever?
Right. And they don't have licenses. They don't go to the hospitals. They have no need for a permanent address. Or if they do, they just claim their parents' house or their ex-spouse or whatever.
Yeah. No, it's true, though. You think of you hear the word homeless, and the first thing you think of is just, the worst, Skid Row kind of
situation. Right. Like an old man situation. With a beard and a beanie.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel there are programs, here in Michigan. There's one called it's in Pontiac. There's one called Grace Centers of Hope,
mm-hmm.
and it's a Christian program,
mm-hmm.
And it's based on a church. They have a church there in Pontiac, and that's actually a really cool story. The church was like it's got this I don't want to misquote. What's the style? Gothic yeah. style church. Beautiful, beautiful building. And
not goth for everyone wondering.
Right,
gothic. very important distinction.
Emo church.
Right.
It's just a little less depressed.
Just a little bit. Beautiful building, but the church had gone under. I don't know. I have no idea the time frame. It may have been in the 80s or 90s. It may have been a lot older than that. I have no idea. I have no idea. But right. Yes, it got turned into a bar. And it was like the Erebus what's it called? Haunted
House. Escape rooms?
Oh, yes, Erebus Haunted House there in Pontiac with the Hell Demon. I think that was kind of the theme of the bar. So it was very demonic inside this church. And so there was
a Hell Demon.
That's the Erebus logo or mascot.
What's Erebus?
I heard the word.
Escape rooms.
The
word?
It's the name of the haunted house, but there. I heard it the other day. I don't remember what it means. I remember thinking, oh, that's kind of cool.
It's
but
creepy.
You can Google it. I don't remember the meaning, but anyway, so it had that whole theme, I believe, and then and there was a lot of prayer and a lot of fundraising that went on so that they could buy the church back from the bar, and they
that's
did.
Cool.
So Grace Centers of Hope, they have the church there and the old building. I mean, it's just gorgeous. And then they bought the old Pontiac courthouse to be the homeless shelter, and not that many years ago they were able to buy another building a little bit along the way. And they have a now it's women and children in one building and men in the other one. So there's no
kosher,
right?
Yeah.
And then they have a That's thrift cool. store. They have a Grace Centers of Hope thrift store, not too far from Pontiac. You can go, and all the proceeds go to fund the shelter. And then it also provides jobs for the people in the shelter. They have a year long program. If you go to the shelter, it's free, obviously, for homeless people. And then if you go to the shelter, they basically say, we'll clothe and house you and feed you for free, but you have to go through this rehabilitation program, which it's a year long, and it's Christ-centered, and it goes through and how to get – and it's basically – I mean, it's rehab to get off drugs, and it's also how to reenter life.
That's
and
so cool.
There's a lot of, you know, Christian teaching. And so part of that is that once you – go through the program, they'll let you work in their thrift store, so you have retail experience to go on your resume.
That's neat.
And I'm sure there's a lot more into it that I'm not aware of. That's just what's surface. Yeah. So I think, I mean, places like that, that's awesome.
That's
full awesome support that. That's private, though. It's a nonprofit, but it's privately run. Whereas I feel like if government steps in, my opinion, wherever the government puts its little fingers,
stinky little feet,
right, it makes things worse. I mean, you think about foster care and child and everything going into that, child protective services, which obviously they're doing good things, but where are those children going?
Right.
And what do they do with I just heard about the opposite of child services, protective services. What's it called?
Just getting emancipated and
just trafficking?
Adult.
No, there's like elderly adult protective services.
Oh yeah.
For if
the geezer.
Yeah. I didn't look into it, but I heard about it where it's kind of like the opposite, where if your family members that were taking care of you just abandon you, yeah. then the government has to step in and take them to a government approved nursing home.
Elder abuse is
it's like terrible. Big problem. Yeah. It's terrible. And I worked in very low end retirement
homes.
People
live so long these days. It's tough.
I'm telling you. With all this good medicine we got going this modern day. Mm-hmm.
It is rough. Yeah.
But no, I mean, I worked in two very low-end retirement communities, and they were – I mean, the cheapest way to live was, I want to say, $2,500 a month to live there.
Yeah, that is cheap.
That's relatively cheap, but people can't pay that.
Yeah,
so 100%. I can't imagine what those government facilities must look like.
Oh, no.
I know.
Yeah, it's like the idea is there, but like between, you know, money embezzlement that definitely happens in government and then just insufficient funds.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what my opinion would be. I wouldn't say the government should completely 100% just let it go and let private run facilities like Grace Centers of Hope do the heavy lifting. But I also wouldn't say the government should start doing housing for them, because not only would it, does it give them no, there's no incentive to not be homeless at that point if government's providing everything for you. Now, on top of that, I mean, it's just going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Just, supply built by the cheapest bidder and ran by, people that shouldn't be running those places. And
for sure.
Homeless people like to do, you've heard like they'll commit misdemeanors so that they can go to jail and get a hot meal and get medical care.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's terrible, but
yeah,
that's a lot of taxpayer dollars going to stuff like that.
You just got to carry the boats and get out of there.
Right.
Stay hard and whatnot.
And I mean, you think about the problem in San Francisco and LA and San Diego, where the weather's perfect.
Oh, the worst.
Oh.
But that's why there's so much. That's why there's such.
That's a darn good point. Yeah, I definitely heard people say that. Like if someone asks like a homeless person, like, why do you keep doing this? They're like, well, it's like. I get, people give me free stuff and I get money and like.
Of course, does Florida really have much of a homeless problem?
No, but it
gets. Oh, they got gators.
It gets very, very hot there in the summer, humid. It can be bad. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's a good point.
Heat exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. Right. And also, there's not nearly as many, there's no room. There in like the nice parts of Florida and the not nice parts of Florida, you wouldn't want to be homeless.
Yeah, it's just swamp and gators.
Yeah, swamp, desert, just the worst. But like the nice parts of Florida, there's no room to be homeless. There's nowhere to be homeless.
Right. You got
to
change that. This conversation has changed my stance on the homeless now.
Okay.
I'm pro.
Think you're pro?
You're pro homeless?
Yeah. Semi pro.
Would you try it though?
No, I wouldn't try.
Like a weekend?
A weekend getaway?
I mean, that's just camping.
Just Detroit.
That's just camping, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got a nice setup, you got some nice gear. Of course, the other homeless might kind of
get in there.
Well, you wouldn't want to go in a homeless area, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You pretty little white
boy. Just be homeless in, like, a nice neighborhood. Like, just right outside of the Rensen.
Yeah. Just go start begging.
It'd be cold, though.
True. Oh, this time of year?
Yeah. It sounds miserable.
Getting into winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a quick break for our sponsor. They knock at your door, they try to convert you to their goofy religion, and they're damn near the most persistent sons of guns on this side of the Mississippi. So what's the solution when they just won't scram from your porch? We make it simple. At Go Away, we know that Jehovah's Witnesses notoriously do not celebrate birthdays, and we took advantage of that. We have special doorbells that play Happy Birthday, autistic people that run around in their birthday suits, and even a tantalizing slice of cake to add an extra layer of heat. So hey, if you want to put an end to that pesky problem without doing anything illegal or paying any pesky exterminators, check out Go Away. That's Go Away and use code TDHAJW. That stands for Drivel Hour Against Jehovah's Witnesses.
Whoa! Amen, brother. Go away.
That's funny.
Have you guys ever had any door knockers?
Oh, we used to get them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Door knockers? No. I talked for a couple. Me and my buddy talked to a pair of Jehovah's Witnesses for probably 4 to 6 hours.
A pair is wild.
Yeah. Yeah, they only travel in pairs.
Yeah, they got a reinforcement pair, too.
Yeah. These guys were like set up for it too. They brought their own folding chairs that had suspensions on the back, so
that's
they could like
awesome.
Lean back and chill. They brought their own coffee and a thermos. And
they're allowed awesome. To do that type of thing.
Coffee? Yeah. They can do coffee. They can do like pork. So they're not like Hasidic Jews by any means. Yeah. Well, that's like something people wonder. That's like a Hasidic.
Yeah,
thing,
it
though.
Was. I just read about that in the Book of Acts when I don't remember the guy's name. He had a vision or dream of God lowering all the animals that, like in Leviticus, he had said not to eat. Mm-hmm. And he put them on a blanket with a rope, and he lowered it down. And he was like, "You should eat these." And the guy was like, "But you said no." And he's like, "Well, I changed my mind."
Yep. Like literally, yeah. Nice. Which is sick because bacon,
for real, dog,
is the best thing ever.
For real,
bacon, nice ham, ham soup, ham and barley. Oh,
never That's had fair. That. I don't like. I don't really. I try not to eat pork just because like of how it's
pork
processed.
Sausage.
And today's age, processing pork is like terrible.
Yeah,
because like you see like the McDonald's stuff where they just grind the whole animal into one, you know, sleeve.
Isn't that like chicken?
It was in the 90s. That was the whole pink chicken nugget thing. But pork is not cleanly processed, as you know. Neither really is beef or lamb, but it's slightly better.
Yeah,
slightly better.
How
than
you
pork.
Know that, bro?
How you know that?
YouTube.
Okay.
Before I get on that though, my electrical professor for the Jehovah's Witness thing. My electrical professor said, whenever I get Jehovah's Witnesses, I always say, and they ask, can we talk about, you know, your religion and your views? Mm. Or can we tell you about our religious views, the Lord and Savior, God, because Jesus is not God.
Right.
And he says, well, sure, if you want to talk for 20 minutes, I'll listen to you. But then you have to listen to me for 20 minutes, talk about my religion. And they always say no. And he's like, well, what a bunch of jerks. If I'm taking time out of my day to listen to you, you got to take time out of yours to listen to me.
For sure.
And he's like, and on top of that, they believe there's only a certain number of people that get into heaven. Well, if you convert me, I'm taking your place. How's that going to work?
I bet the cap has been reached.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, we looked into their, me and my buddy did a pretty in-depth study on their theology, and it's very like, it's just illogical. It doesn't make sense. It's contradictive. It's just, don't believe that.
Right. I had a buddy in elementary school who believed was a Jehovah's Witness.
Whoa.
So he would sit.
Should wish him happy birthday.
He would
get him.
He would sit and not participate in the Pledge of Allegiance every morning.
Interesting.
And my teacher, because through the years, she's just like, you know, you guys might not understand this, but it's part of his religion that they don't do that.
Yeah.
And so I asked him one day, again, we were in kindergarten. He's like, well, I don't know. And and then when he was in first grade, he prayed before every meal, which, you know, you could it's do. Nice. You're just nice to, it's nice to do, but you don't have to. But he prayed before every meal. And I remember asking him one day, I said, what happens or what do you think happens when you don't pray before a meal? And I was in first grade, but I knew better. And he goes, I don't know, you probably go to the devil's place.
Yeah.
And I was like, hell? And he's like, shh. I was like, and then
crazy.
One day, again, probably first or second grade, he started eating and I said, did you pray today? And he goes, and he like,
you sent him to hell, dude.
Yeah.
You jerk.
He started bawling.
No.
Yeah. And he was like, like he was, it was bad.
Dude, at that
forbidden
age,
play date, huh?
That's
the devil's place.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
it's just a straight up indoctrination at that point.
Bro, the only way Jehovah's Witnesses get cake if they've got a dumpy. Just saying that. I will say that.
That's insane.
All right.
Anyways.
Anyway, back to what was I saying I didn't want to get on? What did you say that I was going to build on?
Huh?
Before I was talking about my buddy and the Jehovah's Witness. I had said, before we get too far, what we were talking about.
Branching off.
I know. We got to go back. I had such good things to say.
What were we talking about?
Yikes.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Poop.
Not that. Oh, your electrical engineer.
Right before that.
I don't freaking know.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
It was a while ago. I can't remember that far.
That sucks.
All right.
Because we had said, you're talking about, what was the add-on?
Jehovah's Witnesses.
And then you were talking about your buddy. And theological debates.
Yeah.
You're talking about praying.
Poop.
Mm-hmm. Devil's place.
Devil's place.
All right. Well, I guess it's gone. That sucks.
New topic.
If you guys were in the Middle Ages, what do you guys think you would do? What would your profession be? What would your life be like, you think?
I
Middle
would
Ages?
Be,
what's that?
Like, I'd be the dude who...
Like...
has the axe.
Like Dark Ages?
No, the Middle Ages.
Middle Ages.
That's an era. I'm forgetting that it's like, okay, we'll just say like 13 and like prior or before the Renaissance period. So like think of like, you know, like England, they were all like peasants and stuff and
like 1300s,
yeah.
You said?
Yeah, that word. We'll say 1300s.
I'd be in charge of the hangings probably. I'd be like the dude on the platform.
You think?
Like pull the lever. I think it'd be a cool.
Oh, but so you'd have the back.
You don't think you'd be a bard?
Oh, I could be a bard. Yeah.
The guy on the platform would have a bag over his head though, so that the town wouldn't judge him for doing his job.
Really?
Oh yeah. Have you seen that in like movies?
Yeah, yeah. They have like the little.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, but
like,
it's not
berserker
white.
Berserker helmet.
Huh? Thing, oh. Too, huh?
It's what?
It's a different type of accent.
It's crazy, dude.
Bad stuff.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Anyway, what would you be? You think? Diesel
mechanic. Is there a, I guess I'd be a horse doctor. Isn't that what it, how it would transfer over?
Yeah, like that, I guess. Creep.
I think we'd all just be serfs.
Yeah.
What's that?
They're just like
we'd be farmers.
Peasants
for sure.
Who don't get paid,
yeah.
And they just like work on the Lord's land.
Yep.
Nice.
And they give them food.
Yep.
And then they get a
like
little
food.
Bit of food too.
I like food.
They're all real skinny and they die from the plague.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Good time.
Okay,
sure.
What do you think you'd do?
I think I'd be a serf.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just think I'd probably be just a run-of-the-mill guy.
Makes sense.
You know, make, you know, barley and...
Nah, you'd be a jester, dude.
Would be
a... Aww.
Jester.
Around there.
Come on.
Maybe.
Yeah. They were the little...
I'll make me blush.
Aren't they a little earlier?
Pretty.
No, there's probably jesters around there. Maybe.
Early middle
Who knows?
Ages. Late dark ages. Okay. I don't know how history works.
Yeah, I'm not
dark
super
is
clear
after,
on that.
Because dark is during the bubonic plague, question mark?
Is that what
back
it is?
Black plague.
Right.
Black plague.
Yeah, because it's...
That's
like,
the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
Right?
History
that's
went,
a little bit later.
History went dark.
No,
it's
before.
They kind of stopped like, documenting stuff.
Well, I think this
before,
is all after the Younger Dryas Impact.
Shout out Joe Rogan.
She
was number one on my Spotify. Oh, that's what we're going to do.
He was... Wrapped. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Sorry, I took Matt's topic. I'm sorry.
I listened to Joe Rogan for 15,955 minutes.
Wow.
Top 3% of listeners.
Okay.
11 days.
Nice.
But also, how much music did you listen to?
Music? I was at 48.
I was at 84.
How?
Yeah, that's insane.
I don't understand.
I was at 58,
all these, to all
be
these
fair.
People that are now the I February, January, February, well, February, March, I was recovering, so I pretty much used Spotify not at all. But then other than
why not?
Because I was
seems
at
like
home.
The optimal
oh,
time
you don't
to
listen
Spotify.
To music like when you're
Oh, you got
sitting
TV.
On.
Oh, yeah,
oh
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I got cable.
TV.
Streaming.
Dirty.
You got cable.
So,
got 20 seasons of Dirty Jobs
right.
In front of me.
Yikes. So January and then May through now. Because, oh, this is another thing I found out about Wrapped. I thought it took November and December from the previous year.
Mm-mm.
No, it's January 1st through October 31st, and that's it. You
yeah.
get no data on November and December.
I'm wondering
what?
If that's a, like to like mitigate the amount of
Christmas
music,
music
that would be accounted.
I believe so.
Yeah.
That's a darn good point.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just January 1st through October 31st. That's all the data collects. So, yeah, so the rest of the time, though, I was driving. I was listening to it at work. I was like, 48,000 is a lot, but, like, all my friends got way more than that. So I don't understand.
Yeah.
And that was old, again, that's music. Only music.
I listen to music all the time.
I listened to a lot of podcasts when I was driving and audiobooks, so I guess that wasn't accounted for. But
yeah.
But, yeah.
What was your top artist?
Top artist was Posty.
Let's pull him out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's look at our raps.
Wrapped.
Sorry.
All right, Matthew. Top artist, go.
You gotta find it. Hang on. Top artist was Posty.
Austin Post.
Nice.
So when does the Wrapped like disappear? How long does it stay?
I think till
probably
the end of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't listen to hardly... No, in 2022, I had 47,000. Now I was only at 48,000. It wasn't... Even though I was driving so much more this year, that's... Again, I guess you're right. It was podcasts mostly, but...
Yeah.
Kinda, it's weird to think about, because I thought I listened to way more this year, but...
Sheesh. My... You, what is your sound town? Did you get that one?
Poop.
Yeah, I was like Pittsburgh, I think.
Really?
It was really random.
That is random. Mine was Bozeman, Montana.
Really?
Yeah. People there are more likely to listen to Steely Dan, Watch House, and Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Okay. I guess there was a lot of angsty.
I guess.
All right. True. So,
what's your top song?
Yeah. What do you got, Matt? Just read your whole like whatever this thing's called. I don't know.
Oh, just go through it on the Spotify. Let me pull it up.
The ending little thing you put on your story.
We can't turn on your volume because we can't play the music.
Yeah.
All right. 2023 was a feast for your ears. You listened to 53 genres.
How do you see that?
How did your taste stack up?
No, we're not doing it. We're just show me the end.
Oh.
Just read it. Don't read your whole thing.
How do you see the amount of genres you listen to, though?
Yeah, I think it does a different story for every person, so I'm going to say the same thing for you. The end thing. So top artist for me was Morgan Wallen.
Same.
Number two, Mike. Number three, Linkin Park. Number four, Sleep Token. And number five, Disturbed.
Okay.
And then top songs.
Who's metal on that?
The last three.
Disturbed.
Linkin Park's considered metal?
Yeah.
Pseudo.
Really?
Alt metal, yeah. So Linkin Park, Sleep Token, and Disturbed are all metal.
Interesting.
And then top songs were Rain by Sleep Token was number one. Goated by Armani White featuring Denzel Curry was number two.
That's a rap song.
Yeah. Yeah. I played that constantly during the summer because it was only bass.
Boom, boom. Nice.
Boom. Number three was Sign of Life by Motionless and White. Number four is By the Sound by Caskets. And number five is Vor by Sleep Token. So Sleep Token made it on twice. Okay. And then I listened to 6,015 minutes of Theo Von, which made me a top 2% fan.
6,000?
6,000.
Oh, 6,000. Yeah, 6,000. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. So y'all need to listen to Theo Von more.
Theo Von was my top one because it was Joe Rogan because he releases way more podcasts.
Right.
But I was probably at least up
But there. I was top 2% fan with only 6,000 minutes. So y'all got to listen harder to Theo.
Yeah, but I didn't even get Theo on there. Theo Von was my number two podcast, but since I listened to Joe Rogan for 15,900 something, he didn't even show up as that. So I don't get to see what percentage of fan I am of him.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
I probably
where does
probably,
it show
like,
you
probably somewhat
top,
equivalent.
Top percent. Yeah.
I listened to so much.
Yeah.
Was there is it earlier in the where does it show you the top percent? I saw it.
Oh, for which artist?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember how I see it.
Because
I mean,
mine
really.
Just shows me the Joe Rogan one. I'm sure he has one that's similar with the Theo Von one.
And I don't know it's just for your podcast. It showed me for music. It showed me.
I got music for Mogus. That's the only one I got.
Which was top what?
Let's see.
I don't know if I got
top 5%.
Where does it show you?
1,322. I don't know. It's
Okay.
Near the half mark, front. Let's see. Who's your top artist though?
Posty.
Oh, that's right. Post. My number two was the Eagles.
I was top 0.5%.
Damn.
Of Posty.
That's a lot of Post Malone.
I know, and I didn't even think I listened to him that much.
Wow. Damn.
I know.
I'm top 1% of Morgan.
Damn.
Yeah.
Top 1% is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. So
a real fan.
Yeah. Anthony, run through yours.
Okay, so my top artist was Mogus, a.k.a. Morgan Wallen.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was the Eagles.
Heck right. Yeah.
Number three was Steely Dan. Mm-hmm. Epic.
Oh, yeah.
Four was Luke Combs.
Nice.
Five was Zed Leplin.
Matt, what was your total minutes, Matt?
58 grand, I
58.
Think. Yeah. 58.
Okay. 58 grand. I got 84,198.
That's crazy.
That's literally insane.
How do you have time for that?
You're more of a speaker folk, I think, to be fair, though. So you'll just kind of have your speaker on, playing.
Maybe.
I think that's the only,
Yeah, I mean, probably. Also when I'm downstairs, I'll just have it on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, okay.
I just listen to music, I guess all the time.
My one friend had 84. He had 84. I'm like, how do you have time for that? That's what is it, 4 hours?
58 days.
Yeah, that's 4 hours a day or something. And he's like, I sleep with it. And I'm like, well, that doesn't count.
I don't do that.
That's cheating, I think.
That doesn't count.
That's crazy.
Did you see Nick had 144,000.
No. So I reached out to him.
Me too.
And he said it was shared between all three of them.
Yeah, but that's still almost 50,000 a person, which is crazy. The average is 20,000 a year.
Yeah.
Minutes.
Is it really?
The average is 20,000 minutes. So having 50,000 each of them.
Yeah, the fact that you're top 2% of all Spotify listeners is pretty insane.
That is. I mean, you think about my church has a Spotify account that runs 12 computers and the school. That's a lot of music they're playing all the time.
Yeah. How many minutes do they have?
I have no idea. Way too many.
My top genre was classic rock, of course.
Of course.
My top songs were Fallin' in Love by Hamilton, Reynolds, and Joe Frank.
Yeah.
It's their only song, really. Number two was Nothing You Can Do by The Average White Band.
Yep.
Number three was How Long by Ace. Yep. Number four was Only a Fool Would Say That by Steely Dan.
Nah.
And number five was Sarah Smile by Hall & Oates. So,
nice.
Pretty happy with that. I was the shapeshifter.
My artist.
Were you Owen Wilson?
What?
What?
You sounded like Owen Wilson.
The shapeshifter?
Yeah. That was good. That was, yeah.
Wasn't meant to.
Wow.
That guy's a shapeshifter. He's a shapeshifter.
My top artist, number one, was Posty, which I was pretty surprised by. Wow. I didn't think I listened to him that much.
Yeah.
Number two was Quinn92. Number three was NF. NF was number one 2 years in a row. 21 and 22.
Displaced.
I know, displaced. Number four was Morgo.
Yep.
Mogus.
Number five was Bozzy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Total minutes.
Paradise, whatever the hell.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Total minutes was 48.4 or 48.5 almost. And then top songs was number one was 315 by Bozzy. Two was Saturday Nights by Khalid. Mm-hmm. Number three was Flare Guns by Quinn92. Number four was 1,000 Miles by
Kid Laroi.
Uh-huh. That was my number one song last year.
I thought you were going to say, like, oh, what is that song, I'll Walk 1,000, by, like, Vanessa Hudgens?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Vanessa Carlton, I think.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking what you were. I will walk 500 miles and I will walk 500 more. And then number five was
The Brits.
Yeah.
Number five was More Than My Hometown by Morgan.
Mm.
My top genre was pop. Which again, I was not expecting.
Yikes!
Yeah,
rough. Was your top
still rap because it was like beginning of year data?
Denzel, oh, gotcha.
Curry. Yeah,
yeah.
Literally Denzel Curry.
That's what happened in 2022. My top.
His
artist.
Name is such like a mishmash of like famous people. I feel like.
Right.
Denzel Washington and like Steph Curry.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's like.
Yeah.
My top artist for 22 was NF because I blasted him for January and February of 22 and then pretty much didn't listen to him the rest of the year.
Wow.
But I listened to him so much in those first 2 months that he was still my top artist.
Damn.
Yeah. That's the only reason.
Do you have podcasts on there too or no?
Yes. But I did listen podcasts on here.
That's the only reason Linkin Park and Disturbed were on my, like, so high on the list because I listened to their entire discographies while I was at work. So it's just like, I mean, like,
that'll do it.
All of their music.
Is it? It doesn't show me the.
Everybody's is different, so.
Right, because it only shows me Joe Rogan.
Shapes and sizes.
Joe Rogan was my number one.
Hmm.
But it doesn't.
You're my number one.
There it is. Okay.
Huh?
Number one was Joe Rogan. Number two was The Way I Heard It with Mike Rowe. Three was This Past Weekend, Theo Von. Four was TMG.
Okay.
And I don't listen to that anymore. That was more earlier in the summer. And then number five was With the Perrys, which is a Christian podcast.
Yikes.
Just kidding. I've been listening. I think, I don't know if I said it on here. I've been listening to a lot of Dave Ramsey's Entree Leadership podcast.
Yeah. Mm.
That's really good. That's probably going to be definitely my number one for next year.
Oh, really?
Okay. There's so many good podcasts on the Ramsey Network.
Yeah? There's got to be more than one. That's
one of the best ones that I've ever listened to is called the Dr. John Deloney podcast. And it's clinical therapist, I want to say. So basically, Jordan Peterson. And it's funny.
Jordan Peterson and Andrew Huberman, right?
Yeah.
Just a mix.
Yeah, pretty much. But he's done an interview with Jordan Peterson. It's actually pretty entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
But super good show, though. I mean, if you listen to enough people who call into the show and like talk about their problems, you'll find solutions for your own.
Dude, it's awesome. It's awesome. What?
You sounded so overenthusiastic.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, dude.
Have you heard this podcast? I think I did listen to one episode you sent me.
No, I just mean an Entree Leadership. That's what, you know, it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's a really good podcast network.
Cool.
For sure.
That's cool. I mean, Dave Ramsey got his start in talk radio, and I think he still has a show going on, his radio show.
Yeah, he's got his Dave Ramsey show.
Does he? Okay.
Yeah, and just then, like co-hosted by a bunch of other people every week.
Gotcha.
Which makes it more entertaining, honestly.
I bet. Yeah, so I mean, that's how he got to start, so I imagine he's got a lot of podcasts. So yeah, I'll have to look into it.
This has been a fun episode.
Woo!
We want to thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you.
If you have questions.
Yeah. If you have questions, comments, concerns, don't have any concerns. If you have concerns, you can put them on your grave or whatever.
Whoa.
If you have questions, comments, or would like to applaud us for our great job.
Yeah. Or send us money.
Ooh.
you could pay for our little lunch or your little dinner between the
right.
two episodes.
Right? Yes. Oh, true. Yeah, if you want to, yeah, just Venmo us.
We got to start thinking of Venmo and stuff.
Right.
Then I got to change my Venmo to be all secret. You guys can't know who I am.
Anyway, if you want to contact us, email us at 3idiotsinastudio@gmail.com. That's the numeral 3, IDIOTS in a studio at gmail.com. Have a great night or day or whenever
God
you're
bless.
Listening.
God bless.
God bless.
God rest your ears.
Ooh.
Hey.
That didn't age well. Have a great night.
Bye.